The accent challenge sounded like a lot of fun, so I tried to do it. The questions. Question number one. Your name and your username. I'll skip the name for privacy reasons, and my username is Galanthea. Question number two. Where you're from? I'm from Russia. Question number three. Pronounce the following words. Aunt, roof, root, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, is it? Oh, never mind. Lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminium, give. I know this is not correct, I just like it better this way. Crackerjack, doorknob, envelope. Number four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Vandalism? Question number five. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? I guess I'm supposed to say soda. Question number six. What do you call gym shoes? This sounds like a trick question. I don't really know what word exactly the person who composed these questions had in mind, so I'll skip it. Question number seven. What do you call your grandparents? Grandma and grandpa. Question number eight. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? A cart. Number nine. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? That would be remote control. Number 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. The peers of the realm now made their homage to their queen. First, the Bishop of Carlisle put his hand to the Queen's hand. Then the Lords Temporal knelt before her and with a kiss on her left cheek promised to become her liegemen of life and limb and of earthly worship. Significantly, on this occasion the remaining bishops had to wait until after the temporal peers, an indication of Elizabeth's attitude towards the individuals who had refused to crown her themselves. The service concluded with a saying of Mass by Bishop Oglethorpe. Both the Epistle and the Gospel were read in English as well as in Latin, preceded by three naked swords and a sword in its scabbard. Elizabeth left her throne to make her offertory on her knees before the high altar and to kiss the pattern. Various prayers were said over her there. Question number 11. Do you think you have an accent? I don't think. I know I do. Question number 12. End audio post by saying any three words you want. My three words would be, thank you backstage.